we present The Navy Lock by Laurie Wyman and starring Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. All good things come to an end, even in the services. The crew of HMS Troutbridge have finished their leave and are on their way back to their ship. For Captain Povey, this is definitely the end of a good thing. During their absence, his blood pressure has dropped 10 points, and there was one day when he was even observed to smile. Not for long, but he did smile. It was not a pretty sight. Everybody thought he tried to eat a stick of Portsmouth rock and got it jammed sideways between his cheeks.
Oh, nasty.
Shut up, Mr. Phillips. Now get back to the entrance gates of Portsmouth Dockyard, where Lieutenant Murray and Chief Petty Officer Pertwee have also just arrived on the last possible train from London.
Ah, good night, Constable. Chief Petty Officer Pertwee returning from leave.
Hey, lock everything up, lads. Handcuff the handcuffs to each other or we'll have them.
Gestapo.
All right, that'll do. What's going on?
What's he done this time, Constable?
I've no idea, sir. Just routine. All I know is he's returned from leave on time. And with CPO Pertwee, that is not healthy.
Yes, I know what you mean. For him to return voluntarily can mean only one thing. He needs sanctuary.
Look out, gangway! Mind your backs and your front! I'm out of control, it's my brakes! They're not as good as...
As they might be.
So we noticed. Nor is the rest of the bike now.
What? Oh, lummy. I'm sure it was longer than that when I started.
Cheer up, Mr. Phillips, sir. Cheer up. It may be shorter, but after belting that wall, it's a lot higher.
Yes, there is that, I suppose. Here, I say, do you think the chap I borrowed it from will notice?
Frankly... Unless you return it to him at 3 a.m, in an unlit street, on a night when there's no moon. Yes, he will.
Now, that's a pity.
Oh, why?
He doesn't know I borrowed it.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Very reprehensive of a bubble, I'm sure.
Well, he didn't know at the time, but he'll know I borrowed it now, because I left a note. You see, it belongs to this chap who runs the hotel I've been staying at.
Hotel? What's it called?
Well, it has an unusual name, actually. It's called the YWCA.
YWCA? That's for girls.
Yes, so I found out. Cool.
Mr. Phillips, if it was all that... How come you left?
One can only presume he failed the medical.
Oh, very funny. Only it wasn't.
Of course, YWCA. These initials just don't mean anything to him, do they? When the padre joined the ship and asked him what religion he was, he said he was COD.
If you lot have quite finished your social chat, would you mind moving out to the flipping road? You'll give the dockyard a bad name.
On the contrary. If a Pertwee's seen chatting near a Rosie, he'll give him a bad name.
Are you ready for walkabouts, Mr. Murray, sir? Shall we? And let's, before we get contaminated.
Right, Chief.
Hang on. Are you Lieutenant Murray?
Yes.
Not guilty.
And I was a witness.
So is I.
All right.
It's nothing like that. You're to report to Captain Povey's office immediately.
Well, as soon as I put my suitcase aboard, I'll...
Before you report to your ship, was the instruction for us?
Yummy, whatever have you done?
Perhaps he forgot to turn off the gas and the electricity before he left.
Don't shut up. Right, you two. You may as well come with me and see what it's all about.
Thanks, all the same.
Yeah, it's very kind of you.
Yes, but
that.
It's all the same.
Yes, we'd just as soon not.
Oh, come on, you chaps. Don't leave me now. I don't want to face old Thunderguts on my own. We're back.
Oh, good morning, sir. You'll find out. Captain Purvey is expecting you, Mr. Murray, sir.
Heather? Mm-hmm. What's all this Mr. and, sir and, all that?
And why is she standing to attention?
This way, Mr. Murray.
Oh. Can the others come with me?
Well, I don't see why not. They may as well be in on the giggle as well. While it lasts.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all, I don't. No, not at all, I don't like it. No, no, I don't.
I'm not the only one.
Lieutenant Murray to see you, sir.
Oh, splendid. Show me in, Ranchason.
You haven't told him anything, have you?
Oh, no, sir, not a word, sir.
I'm liking it even less. It's getting omni-minibus, yes. In fact, I think I've just remembered that I'm wanted urgently.
Oh, you're all there, are you? Here, well, come in, gentlemen, come in. This affects the entire ship's company.
That settles it. I'm definitely wanted urgently.
This way!
But they'll be expecting me, sir.
Who will?
Well, hold on, give us a minute. I'll think of somebody.
For goodness sake, come in here, all of you, at once. Thank you, Ranchester.
Well, I thought if I didn't shut the door in a hurry, one of them would be bound to escape.
Yeah, it's a trap! It's a trap! We're all going to be shanghaied to foreign parts. We're going to be sold as white slaves to sheikhs, sheiks, or shikes.
Don't shut up!
In any case, what sheikh, sheik, or shike could buy you?
Oh, I don't know. Face, they might mistake him for a camel and offer a couple of bob.
Not only insulted, but underpriced.
If you've all quite finished.
Oh, sorry, pardon, Captain Purvey. Now, may we know what all this is about?
Certainly. It's about you. My congratulations. Congratulations. You've been promoted. You are now a lieutenant commander.
And what?
Yes, it's true. You're a lieutenant commander.
Yeah, what's more, you have your own command.
There's a catch in it. It's got to be. Or the rollicking lordships have gone potty.
Thank you, Chief, for those few kind words. May I ask who put me up for this promotion, Captain Purvey?
I did.
That settles it. There is a catch in it.
And may I ask which ship is to be my command, sir?
Trotbridge.
That's it. That's the catch.
Now, just a minute. I don't understand.
Now, there's a novelty.
Thank you.
Now, what I meant was, why does Trotbridge need two captains? We've already got one.
Oh, Commander Trotter has been recalled to Whitehall for special duties. Presumably from what I saw of him making the tea.
I doubt it, sir.
He'd burn it.
Very probably. Well, that's all, gentlemen.
No, it can't be. I mean, haven't you got one other little bit of news, sir?
I don't think so.
I mean, but you must have. I mean, Mr. Murray has been promoted as captain of the ship.
Yes?
Well, that must mean that, he isn't number one anymore.
Oh, he's sharp at times.
No, it merely crossed my mind that as he can't, that must mean that there's a vacancy for, and as we've always served together, I'd be, as we get on so well, there'd be no sense promoting somebody else from some other. After all, I've been a sub-lieutenant for a very... Are you sure you don't want to tell me anything, sir?
Positive, thank you, Mr. Phillips.
Then Who?
Nobody. For the time being, Lieutenant Commander Murray will combine the duties of captain and number one.
But that's not fair. He's got the jackpot. Lovable Leslie for number one, I say.
Can you say it alone, Mr. Phillips?
I shall complain to the Union.
Mr. Phillips, the senior service doesn't have a union.
Then I'll jolly well form one.
Take him away, Commander Murray. Get him back to your ship. I'll be down in a few minutes.
What for?
Oh, I don't want to miss the fun.
Heather?
Oh, I'll be there as well, because I don't want to miss the fun either.
It's a big one.
Yes, it is.
Honestly, sir, I'm sure you've got it wrong. I'm certain our instructions before we went on leave were to dock Troutbridge at K9, not K7.
Yeah, they were indeed, Mr. Phillips. However, if you remember, when you docked us, you bashed into K9, ricocheted off K8, and finally planted us to a resounding halt at K7.
Oh, yes. Now you come to mention it, I do remember. I had to dock a little further along. Because of the spring tides.
He's always got a flaming answer, hasn't he?
And he's not the only one, is he, Pertwee? Hmm?
This way, gentlemen. Troutbridge should be at the bottom of this alleyway down here. It leads to K7, so she should be just... That's odd. She's not there.
Relax, Mr. Murrayson. Oh, beg your pardon. Commander Murrayson. She's next door. She's at K6.
Oh, Clang. She's drifted. I must have forgotten to put the handbrake on.
Let's hope she was moved so that the dockyard people could knock out some of the dents you made. Right, let's get aboard. Lot to be done.
Come in the old captain bit already, are we?
Never mind all that, Chief. Get aboard.
Drunk with power.
Oh, it's going to be Bly of the Bounty all over again.
Come,
would you like me to go first and pipe you aboard, sir?
Oh, well, that would be rather fun. Bertie, will you stop taking the mickey? Well, gentlemen, we've got a lot to do. I'll have to shift my gear into the captain's cabin, so I'll see you later.
Oh, sir, would you like us to give you a hand carrying your medals?
It's going to go on, is it?
Yes, sir. It is.
Then forgive me if I don't stand around here while it does. Get things organized below, Chief. And I'll see you in the wardroom in 15 minutes, Mr. Phillips.
I don't remember my issuing an invitation. Do you, Pertwee?
Not a word, sir.
What are you talking about?
A tradition, sir. A tradition. Just tradition, sir. Yes, the wardroom is for the use... privacy and convenience of the ship's officers. The captain only enters by invitation.
Oh, yes. I'd forgotten about it. Oh, surely we're not going to stand on ceremony straight away, are we?
Tradition is tradition, sir.
Quite. I'll have to speak to the rest of the chaps first, I suppose.
Oh! Bottle tops!
Hello, Padre. You got back all right, then?
So it will seem unto us both, Mr. Phillips. Welcome back unto our little lurching up and down home from home.
Thanks very much. Now, have you heard the news?
There are some, Mr. Phillips, who not only consider that I haven't heard the news, they don't even think I've got the message.
Excuse me, Padre. Excuse me. Yes, who is it?
This is the... Captain, can I come in?
Chat?
Please?
Just a minute, sir. We're deciding.
Oh, come on, don't mess about. Let me in. I want to chat with someone. I'm lonely.
Shall we let him in, Padre?
By all means. After all, he is house friend.
Sorry to keep you, sir. Do come in.
At last. Thank you very much. Oh, good morning, Padre.
Isn't it just super? Sit down, number one. Sit down.
You haven't heard. I'm not the number one anymore.
Oh, jeez. Rumbled at last.
No, you've got it wrong, Padre. Hmm? He hasn't got the boot. No, he's been bucked up a bit.
I beg yours.
I'm the new... I'm the... new captain.
Crumbs? The Admiralty have done their nut.
Done their nut!
That's what I like. A vote of confidence.
Now, the thing that fascinates me is that old Thunderguts recommended you for this promotion.
Well, it doesn't just fascinate me, it's worrying the living daylights out of me. There's a dirty great snag in all this somewhere.
Excuse me, gentlemen, but this is flaming urgent.
I think the dirty great snag has just arrived.
It's not only arrived, sir, it's living here.
Living here?
Yes, sir.
Bertie, what on earth are you talking about? Nobody's been living here.
Well, they're all now, sir. We got squatters. Yes, dozens of them. They've taken up residence in the lower deck, so they call themselves the Scruffies, sir. From what I've seen of them, that is no misnomer.
No, steady down a minute, Chief. Do you mean we've got a load of civilians living below decks?
We have, sir. And as we were on leave, they regarded Trout Bridge as an empty domicile, and they took it over, sir.
Gosh, what fun. It isn't. Now we know what all the giggling was about in old Thundergut's office. Surely somebody's tried to get them off before now.
Well, according to their leader, Professor Fred, and his girlfriend, Grotty Gertie, they've tried everything.
I'll bet they have.
No, sir. I meant the authorities have tried everything, sir. Even the dockyard hasn't had a go. But faced with watertight doors and battered hatches and grim determination to maintain the first floating commune, the fuzz has had it.
I think it's time I had a word with Professor Fred.
Yeah, rather. I'll have a word with Grotty Gertie.
I don't think that she's hardly not your type, sir.
No?
No, sir, no. All long, limp, lank hair and a figure like a playing card dressed in black. Your makeup that gives her the appearance of either being an undertaker or waiting for one.
On second thoughts, Commander Murray, perhaps you'd better see them both.
Thank you for nothing. You're coming with me. Chief, bring the ringleaders to my cabin. Yes, Chief?
Professor Fred, Grotty Gertie, it seems.
Wheel them in, please, Chief.
Why, I said... This way, you two. Come on up. And having looked at you, don't sit down on nothing.
Oh, like drop dead, man.
Oh, get back to your railway scene, porter.
A porter? This uniform isn't a porter's. I'm the chief petty officer in the Royal Navy.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
You're all right, that'll do. I must insist that you and your friends leave the ship at once.
Insist all you like, friend.
We ain't going. But if it makes you feel good, you insist, baby.
It's not going too well up to now, is it? Baby.
Now, don't you start.
Any more cheek out of these two and I may, sir. Talk to this other shade less lip, Professor. Unless you want a crazy bunch of fives in the mush. Baby.
Thank you, Chief. I think this has gone on quite long enough. You two and your friends will go ashore and leave the dockyard immediately.
Oh, forget it, baby. Like the man said, we're staying on the scene. This is Portsmouth's first floating commune.
Was it? Well, your commune just sank with all hands. So come on, up it.
Now, quit the aggro, man. This is our crash pad. It's real heavy.
What's he saying?
I very much doubt if even he knows, Mr. Miller.
Dig the plastic men, Prof.
Yeah, real neat, aren't they? Factory fresh.
Which is more than can be said for you. I'm now ordering you and your scruffy friends off my ship at once.
Keep your cool, Dad. Like we passed the word, see? There's another 500 scruffies joining us today.
They're what?
Oh, don't blow your lid, baby. There'll be a pad for everybody.
There most certainly will not. Mr. Phillips,
sir.
Chief,
sir.
Up on the bridge at once. We're putting to sea before the scruffy invasion arrives.
Aye, aye, sir. Aye, aye. Shall I warn the dockyard fuzz to watch out for the aggro at their gate scene?
I beg your pardon.
Sock it to me. Sock it to me.
in his ear and he'll follow you anywhere.
I think his news agent must have sent him an American comic instead of his noddy weekly, sir. Come on, this way, Mr. Phillips, baby. Yes, come along. Move your cherry reds to take in the bridge scene and make with the navigation, oops. Yeah, perhaps I'd better leave the message at the gate instead, sir.
Yeah, perhaps you'd better, Chief. And for pity's sake, get on with it.
Do hurry up, Princess. We'll never get to case six at this rate.
But I'm running now. Next time I'll bring a pogo stick.
Oh, hoist your skirt up.
I beg your pardon.
I mean so you can walk faster, of course. I don't want to keep the Admiral waiting. Now, no, turn left.
I know where K6 is, thank you. And why are we meeting the Admiral there anyway?
Kindly save your breath for running beside me. Don't waste it on saying a lot of stupid things like, good morning, Admiral.
At last, another human face. My word, it's drafty down here. Where the hell have you been, Povey?
We got here as soon as we could, Admiral.
We? Oh, you brought your bit of crumpet with you, have you? Oh, well, that accounts for it. Been having the old slap and tickle behind the workshops, have you?
We most certainly have not.
Oh, then, more damn fool you, Povey. Story of your life, isn't it? Missed opportunities. Oh, well, where's this boat you want me to gawp at?
It's HMS Trotbridge, sir. She's in this next dock as you... But where's she gone now?
Sunk, probably. Have a look over the side and see if you can see the top of her funnel.
I don't think it's so much where are they, sir. I think it's where have they been.
What?
They're just coming into harbour. And I'd come away from the edge if I were you. Mr. Phillips is going to try and dock her.
Well, there's no need for teach. Oh, good grief. Run for it, Admiral.
At my age, don't be ridiculous. I'll trot.
Sorry, pardon. I ran out of sea.
So we noticed. Now get down here at once, the lot of you.
Aye, aye, sir.
Sorry to keep you waiting like this, Admiral.
Yes, Povey, you probably will be. They are open, you know.
Well, no, sir. As a matter of fact, I didn't.
Now, what did I tell you? Story of your life, Povey. Missed opportunities.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Admiral.
Now then, Povey, what have you dragged me down here for?
To deal with Trotbridge, sir. I gather it was your idea to make Murray her commanding officer, but I'm afraid it's not working out too well. His ship is full of squatters.
She's not, you know.
What? That's why we put to sea, sir. To get rid of them.
Creeping Ivy, what have you done? Drowned them?
Well, we did consider that, sir. But it wasn't necessary, sir. They discovered that in choppy water... And after bashing around a few corners, the way Mr. Phillips takes on them, they weren't so keen on their floating commune.
So I dumped the lot on the Isle of Wight.
What? Yeah, they'll either have to work long enough to raise the fare on the ferry or swim back.
Well done. Splendid thinking.
Incidentally, Captain Povey, sir, what happened to the other 500 scruffies who were supposed to arrive today?
Oh, the dockyard police soon got rid of them. I gather they were given alternative accommodation.
Well, I'm delighted to know...
What on earth?
It's the fuzz. They're going to feel somebody's collar.
Where did he pick up that expression?
Here. What's Mrs. Povey doing under arrest?
I've no idea. It's probably... She's what? Oh, Ramona, my love! What are you doing in that fuzz wagon?
Thanks to these gentlemen of the local constabulary, I've managed to track him down. Henry Povey will remove the persons from my Ramona paid for house immediately.
Ramona, my love, what are you talking about?
Well, these scruffy persons, of course. They've squatted in our place. They're twanging guitars and boiling baked beans in every nook and cranny of their residence.
Really? Is there room for one more, madam? I haven't had boiled baked beans in years.
Neither have I. Are they in tomato sauce?
Oh, shut up.
Silence! Ramona is chatty. Now, get them out, Henry. Apart from anything else, just as I was leaving, somebody called Cisco Sid stuck his chewing gum on my dear mother's old-fashioned whatnot.
Oh, nasty.
reprehensive bubble, I'm sure.
But what were they doing at your place? I mean, who sent them there?
Well, I gathered from their leader, Igor Ernie, a message was left for them with the dockyard police that Professor Fred suggested Henry and I would welcome them at our residence in Trafalgar Close.
It's ridiculous. I never suggested anything.
Just a minute. Who left that message at the gates? Don't tell me. It was you, wasn't it, Pertwee?
Oh, I'm sure I wouldn't know nothing about anything.
Oh, yes, you do. Constables, over here. Arrest this man. He's filled my house with undesirables. I don't care what you do about them, but boil him in oil. Or baked beans. Slowly. Turner, you're better than that. Hand over his wallet so I can have Ramona, dear mother's whatnot, unchewed bugs from the fortune season.
Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips have been de-squatting Trout Bridge in the Navy Lock, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the CO, John Pertwee was the Chief Petty Officer, Leslie Phillips was the Sub-Lieutenant, Captain Fovey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, the Padre was Michael Bates, and the Admiral was played by Tenniel Evans. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.
There'll be another episode of The Navy Lark next week at the later time of 2 minutes past 6:00.